you guys have really rebuilt it with 27 and Dunta, and just talk about how these guys help do what you want to do with this attack.
Well, I think, obviously in any system defensively, in the National Football League, you got to have a good group of guys back there. We're fortunate, we've got, Eric Berry who returned, Brandon Flowers who returned there, Kendrick Lewis, and then obviously the couple guys that we've added in here. So Sean's come along and Dante's come in here. So I think, they're learning the system, they're learning the technique, and just like, you hear it all the time, offensive line, you have to work together. Well, these guys have a lot of adjustments and a lot of calls that happen during a play that they've got to be able to communicate out. So there's a level of confidence that comes from being out there together and understanding the adjustment. So they're just learning that right now, but it's a good group. Like our whole defense, I'll speak for that. We got to continue to get better. We're not anywhere near where we need to be. But one of our objectives we always talk about is it isn't, just what we do, it's how we do it. We got a certain method, a certain culture that we're trying to develop as far as how we want to practice and the level of both physical and mental intensity that we're trying to bring out here every single day. And certainly in camp, that's a great challenge, because it's a grind, but it's important that you realize you only have so many opportunities and whether it's the same drill an individual you're doing again, or whether it's a team period like we had today, we've got to get better. We can't just be out here. We can't just be going through the motions.
What does Sean bring?
Well, Sean, obviously, yeah.
Talk about what he
brings. Well, he's obviously one of the bigger corners in the National Football League. He's got long arms. He's got good range. He has the ability to sit down and cover receivers from down low, which is, important in our style. So he brings a lot. I think he's just at the peak of his career where he can really take off. And I think this style, fits him, because he's a physical player. And as you mentioned, he's got a lot of range, and that's always advantageous to you at the corner's position.
Where is Justin Houston in his development as a –
Well, I think, obviously, Justin had a great year last year, and, there's no reason he can't continue to build on what he did. A lot of people tie sacks to being a good rusher. There's a lot of times you're a great rusher and you don't get a sack, but you force a throw to be on rhythm. You force a quarterback to move off a spot. And so there's a lot of parts of that. And I think, obviously everything we saw on video from a year ago to what we've seen since OTAs and in this brief time we've been to camp that, Justin's is a really good football player. The thing about Justin is he does all three phases pretty good. He's a good run defender. He's becoming a much better, I think, pass defender. And that makes him a real weapon for us on defense.
The pass rush part of it, where is he in his development? Is he a finished product?
I don't think we have anybody out here that's finished. I hope not, I hope we got everybody, that's one of our objectives is to continue to grow, continue to improve and that. I don't know if you're asking what he is, but I mean, he's a guy you'd have to deal with if you're on offense. He's a physical rusher. He's got ability to go around you. He's got the power to take a guy back and, like I said, I think he's an outstanding pass rusher.
As a coaching staff working with your team, what do you do to try to create more turnovers?
I think it's how you play. That's what I mean. You fly to the ball. You always assume that the ball's going to come out. We had a couple examples today. The ball goes down the field. Just because a pass is completed or a runner breaks through doesn't mean the play's over. And you want to always pursue the football with the idea you're going there with intention. We're not running towards it. We're running there to get there to clean up the play, to secure the tackle. And if the ball's out, we want to be there. We don't want to be one of the next time. Well, next time we're going to go a little harder. No, you got to do that every time. It's a habit. And, as we tell the players all the time, you're not going to turn that up on game day. You're either going to do that every play or it's not going to happen when you most need it.
Interceptions are
a product of a lot of things. Number one thing is taking advantage of the opportunities. Like, for example, yesterday we had three of them. We actually talked about it the night before. We said that, every time as a coach, we've gone in and researched what can we do, how can we create more. most of the times it's taking advantage of the opportunities. The ball's either bouncing on the ground or those interceptions that you see. And if you do that, you have a chance to be pretty good. You just got to do it. And it becomes a mindset. You know, you say, hey, it pays off to keep going. That ball's tipped, a guy makes a play, and you go like that. And like I say, there's a lot of people that cause that. Sometimes it's a hand up by a D lineman to get a tip or makes a quarterback elevate the throw, and a lot of things. Coverage is tight, and that's one of our objectives. Hey, we know you're going to complete passes, but we want them to be – we're going to make you work to complete them. That's what we're trying to do.
Andy Last works, two, Joel and then
Adam. Andy works quite a bit with the offense out here that, mm-hmm. that we see. What kind of involvement does he have in the defense off the field? And the
he this is his team, number one. That's most important. And you know, we all are parts of this thing. You know, we're units. You know, there's only one team. There's only the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, there's an offensive unit, a defensive unit, and a special teams unit. So those three units, and he has, you know, he's put everybody in charge of different things, and so we talk in general about it. He's obviously very actively involved in our players, who's going to be there, and he does, I think, a great job of interacting with the defensive players. You know, I know you guys can't hear it out there, but if someone makes a really good play on defense or a pass gets completed down the field, but he's sacked, he'll go over and say, hey, that was a sack anyways, fellas. And so I think that means a lot to the defensive players. But I think Andy does a great job reaching out to all our players. You know, he's got his hands on it. And like I say, this is his football team, and we're following his marching orders.
Last one, Adam.
Back to Justin Houston for mm-hmm. a second. With what you guys have planned defensively, mm-hmm. what's he capable of this year?
You know, I think he's capable of having a great year. I mean, just like a lot of the other players, I mean, I think this fits his style. And like I said, you know, one of the things that excites me, you know, Justin is he's not a one-dimensional player. That isn't all he does is rush the passer. He's a force in the running game, and he's a pretty doggone good athlete for a big man as far as coverage is concerned. So that gives us a lot of potential, a lot of things that we can do where you can use these guys. And in our system, obviously, we're going to use him and Tamba like that.